allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the clerk please note the roll?
Can you call it or note it?
Note it. You can call it if you want to. But.
We should call it.
Oh, our president, White, is on teleconference.
The first special order of business is a proclamation called Juno Clean Sweep. Whereas on April 21st, 1916, at a regular meeting of the Common Council of the City of Juneau, Mayor B.D. Stewart announced a cleanup campaign should be inaugurated and that the papers and citizen in general should cooperate in the matter of urging the clean of the entire city. And whereas for many years thereafter, an annual cleanup was noted in the council minutes, and whereas Litter Free Incorporated was formed as a nonprofit organization in 1985 to carry out this work, including the organization of an annual cleanup and a year-round youth litter patrol, and whereas since 1985, approximately 1,875,000 pounds of trash have been brought to the landfill during the annual cleanup day alone, and whereas in 2016, in honor of 100 years since the inauguration of this annual event, several local groups and individuals are cooperating on the following events. April 15th, Downtown Improvement Group, Downtown Cleanup. April 23rd, Seal Trust Mendenhall Wetlands Cleanup. April 30th, Litter Free Community Wide Cleanup. Now, therefore, I, Kendall D. Kelch, Mayor of the City and Borough of Juneau, Alaska, do hereby proclaim the month of April and the year of 2016 as Juneau Clean Sweep and call for the observance and personal participation of all our residents. The city clerk also will announce where the cleanup bags are.
There are some yellow bags in the back of the room. And you're welcome to take one. And if you would like to participate on one of those days, that would be great. If you'd like to participate on all of them, that'd even be better. If you fill a bag, make sure you duly put it in the appropriate location and not on the side of the road where the bears and dogs will get to it, but on the cleanup day itself. Or put it in your garbage can. Thank you.
Okay, good citizen. Can we have a show of hands of how many of you want at least one bag?
Oh.
Thank you. We have an introduction. Scott, would you stand up, please? We'd like to introduce the newest member of CBJ's staff, the Chief Housing Officer, Scott Chambor. And we have a small presentation tonight. It will be very brief, Kim, so no
okay,
sweat
no.
at all.
Uh-oh. It'll be like a roast.
You have no idea. Uh-huh.
Oh, is this the
I get a seat up there?
Get to?
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Here's the mayor. Thank you.
I don't get behind there. You get behind there.
It is my distinct pleasure to join tonight with previous CBJ mayors. Becker, Sanford, Patello, Smith, and Egan, as well as the current CBJ Assembly to recognize and thank City Manager Kim Kiefer for her 32 20-plus years of dedicated service to the citizens. Knows Kim as the city manager, but she began her service with the CPJ long before that time. We have done some investigating. Her first CPJ employment was in 1976 when she taught swimming classes at Augustus Brown Swimming Pool during her high school lunch hour. She went on to college to pursue a degree in Parks and Recreation, returning to Juneau in 1982 as a college intern working in the CPJ Parks and Recreation Department. Later that year, she signed up for a paid position as the game official and worked in the area of adult and youth sports through the summer of 1983. So we're up to 1983. This is a special one. Happens every 32 years. Kim had a temporary lapse in judgment when she left Juneau and moved to Cordova to work in their Parks and Recreation program. Luckily for us, she returned home to visit family for Christmas and saw an opportunity to join the Zach Gordon Youth Center as a recreational supervisor. Kim joined the Zach team in January of 1984, and 2 months later was appointed as a Zach Gordon Youth Center Manager, a position she held for 10 years. In March of 1994, Kim was promoted to Recreational Superintendent for the city and was given responsible for all recreational facilities and programs throughout the city. 4 years later, in June of 1998, Kim was promoted to the top leadership position in the department, Parks and Rec Director. Kim had so much fun in Parks and Recreation that she decided to expand her opportunities for good times by moving across the hall. In February 2006, she was promoted to Deputy City Manager, working with former City Manager Rob Swope and Mayor Patillo. In April 2012, Kim was promoted to city manager and has partnered with 5 mayors and 23 different assembly members to make Juneau the best small capital city in the country. Now, before I ask these 4 other mayors to come up, I would like to ask Dennis Egan and Sally Smith, both former mayors, just to join us up here and wishing her well.
Put your seat belts on. Kim and I go back many, many years. I think I've reminded her of this once. I don't know how many years ago it really was, but you were at Parks and Rec, and I was playing in the band. Band had a concert scheduled at Marine Park. And the city wanted $50 for us to play a free concert, which was pretty darned annoying. So I went in and I talked to Kim and I complained about the fact that here were 60 people who were giving their time to the community for the 4th of July, and I didn't think we should have to pay the $50. And she said, you know, I agree. And to this day, I've had the feeling that Kim Kiefer put in that $50. So I hope that she can use it. There's no interest, of course. But I am hopeful that she can use that in a way that will let her know how much the community has appreciated not only that band concert, but everything that she has done throughout her 32 years to help us have a better quality of life. We can ask for no better than we have in these city officials, and it was my pleasure to have shared time with her, not just when she was there at Parks and Rec, but as she worked her way up and served our community all these 32 years.
Jim, I echo everything Sally said, but...
Where's my
55? I'm in the Senate minority. We don't have any money. And that's why I still have my tie on, because we were trying to figure out what to do. Anyway, but Jim and I go back forever. Jim, your dad and I were very good friends, and we had the same issue. Thank heavens I'm still walking around, sort of. But it just, your family is truly dear to me. And when I owned radio stations, I'd come in and gripe to you about, can we get a venue? And lo and behold, you'd come up with it, but we'd pay. It's just I really hate to see you go, Lori. You have really heavy shoes to fill. Jim, I'm going to miss you. My family's going to miss you. Yeah, you're still hanging around, and you can still send me emails and gripe. It's no big deal. Everybody else does, even Dixie and Mel and Bruce. So, anyway, it's just, in one thing, it's a proud occasion. In another avenue, it's very sad for me. And next time, spell my name right. Thank God I was mayor for 6 years. You can't even spell my name right.
I fixed it.
Is that like the drive? All right, we'd next like to introduce Juneau's longest serving mayor, Mayor Patillo.
Thank you, Ken. One of the first things I was struck by in walking in tonight and seeing all these faces is recognizing how many of you were part of a long-term battle to secure human rights in Juneau, and it's particularly fitting that you're here tonight. Over Kim, your years of service to Juneau, you've made such a difference in so many ways, and I think trying to recount many of them would be a very long process tonight, but I think I'd start by commenting on observations that all three of our former mayors, our current mayor and former mayors, have made with regard to recreation. I think we'd be hard-pressed to find any other place in the country, community this size, for that matter much larger, that has a more comprehensive parks and recreation program than Juneau. We have incredible opportunities, and Kim has played a major role in that comprehensive and robust setting that we have today. There's been nearly a generation of kids whom Kim mentored at Zach Gordon Teen Center. She runs into a lot of them, I know, today as young and maybe not so young adults. her tenure as the Parks and Rec director included the development of our 1996 Parks and Recreation Comprehensive Plan, and then again in 1999, the development of the Diamond Park Plan, which was adopted, actually worked on two or three years, but which was adopted by the Assembly in 1999, and which is largely carried out and is the wonderful center for the Valley today. Kim also played a major role in securing funding for the Federal Arena, which, again, is another popular site, and, of course, reflects also just the nurturing various areas of the city and borough. She, in that role as Parks and Recs Director and beyond, led the efforts of the city and borough of Juneau to be ADA compliant, to make sure that all of our facilities were accessible to every member of the community. So that's a lot of her external work, but I think there are some things that she's done that have escaped the purview of the public generally, but have made incredible differences in how our workforce in the CBJ has functioned. And I'd mentioned 304. First of all, she was a founding member of the Employee Wellness Committee, which is was a model in the state for creating an inclusive and cost-effective health program for all of our employees. This may be a little more painful. Bring up the prison project. Which, for those uninitiated, our effort at enterprise technology, it probably, for those who were stuck in it, it was probably more a prison project, and to which many, I believe, probably saw it as a life sentence. But I also reflect on Kim's work in the aftermath of our April 2008 avalanche and her efforts to make sure that we were as energy efficient as a city that we could be, that we could again be a model not only for our community but for our state and our nation. And finally, I just highlight her role both as deputy city manager and city manager of Assembly, just the most incredible leadership team that any city would be proud of, and certainly we as mayors have been blessed with. But I'll finish by saying that I believe, Kim, that your most enduring legacy will be your contribution to the culture and ethic of our city governments that honors the dignity of and individual worth of each of our employees and the people they serve. We're going to miss you.
I just told her three down, two to go. Mayor Sanford.
Well, I'm the crybaby mayor. You know, I wear my feelings on my sleeve, right readily, as we all know. You know, I was asked to come and speak about Kim's personal touches, about how she touches. Want me to speak into the mic, Lori? About how she touches all of our people within our community, from small ones to the big ones, the old ones, the young ones, and how she does that from being a good communicator and a good listener. So I wrote down some stuff because my wife said, if I start talking on my own, I start rambling. and then I don't get everything said that I want to say. So it gives me a great deal of pleasure to join all of you in recognizing and thanking Kim for her total commitment to our citizens and our community. Her entire life has been focused on making our city, our southeast region, and the entire state a better place to live. Kim's sense of community and her connection with our citizens is what has enabled her to move our city to a stable and productive government. Besides directing one of the larger government entities in our state, she also finds time to serve her community at a much higher level, I think. And this is through her personal and volunteer work that she does on her own time outside of running all this and trying to take track of the mayor and the state back here. It's hard to do. But her personal time when she does all these extra things are what makes Kim the person that she is and our city a better place within our state. It's not her leadership. Her leadership abilities are great and good. It isn't that. It's her personal touches that come with it that makes our city great and her great. So, keep going. You're off track. These activities show her personal commitment and caring to all these organizations and the people that they help. First, she is very active in the Gaspinaw Rotary Club, or the Morning Club, as it is called. They work to help solve local issues and worldwide issues and concerns. She is a mentor with the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization. Recently, I bumped into her at lunch. She was taking time to engage. She was taking time to engage. I repeat that. And be an active volunteer with her big, taking time at lunchtime, running this great big city government that we all say is too big sometimes. But she's taking time to do all these other things. Kim is a past active member of the Board of AWARE. She continues to follow their activities very closely and helps in a volunteer capacity as she can. Kim is an active member of the League of Women Voters. She helps them find appropriate materials and so that they can make good, positive policies to help guide our community. As many of us who grew up here, one of her first interests and involvements was with the Zach Gordon Youth Center and the young people this organization helped. She mentored and dealt with them and taught them everyday life skills for the situations that they were going through at the time. She still assists and keeps her eye on the activities of this board. I would assume this is still one of her true loves of her long career here at City Hall. And probably is a love of a lot of ours because we all, some of us knew that personally, didn't we, Bruce? The last example I use is her active participation with the Juno Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. As you can see, all of these organizations help those less fortunate and those that need good communicators and listeners to teach them the skills to get through everyday life. Kim uses these skills in her professional career as well. Her leadership abilities over the years have been fine-tuned in her career and her personal activities. I have a quote here from Bessie Stanley about being a successful person. Quotes, "To laugh often and much is needed. To win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children. To earn the appreciation of honest critiques and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether it be a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded. And that's a poem by Bessie Stanley that she wrote. And I think it describes you and what you do for our community very well. There are six essential things, qualities, that we need to be key and to be successful in life. And that is sincerity, personal integrity, humility, courteous, wisdom, and charity. And you overflow with all six of these traits, Kim. And we want to say thank you to you. And I was going to ask the crowd how many people were here for this part of this. And I don't have to ask them. So if you would all stand up and join me in saying two simple words. They are thank you. And I want us to say them three times. And I want you to say them with heart. So on three. One, two, three.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Kim.
This meeting's out of control anyways. We're way beyond time. All right, we have another mayor, Mayor Becker, and then we have a surprise message after that, and then we'll continue on. Mayor Becker. So if you thought you were getting out of here early like I thought we were getting out of here. Yeah.
I thought sure he'd say, and now the mayor with the shortest term. The longest term. I just want to say before I start on this four-page. I just want to say personally, when I came in to be mayor, never once did you make me feel that, oh, she's just for a little while, I don't have to give much. You're not the only one that cries, Mr. Stanford. You were there for me all the time without hesitation, and I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I really value our friendship that we've developed during that, my short term. I have some things to say that have been collected from assembly members and staff of the city, and they described him, and so many of the things were repeated over and over and over. I didn't put little tally marks, but I could have. But I'll just read them. Aura of peace. Calm in time of stressful situations. I think she's pretty calm right now, don't you? Quiet. Uses her knowledge and authority while still able to come to consensus. Is able to make final decisions when consensus can't be reached. Investigates issues before making decisions. Almost never unable to answer a question when an assembly member asks. Looks at the total picture. Always listens. Is able to identify the real problem. Doesn't lose her temper. We haven't seen it anyway. I think we could ask, but we won't. In conversations, can narrow down and identify the problem in order to get to a solution. Very accepting. Can be trusted to keep a confidence. Never only partially here, is 100% every day. CBJ is very important to her, as evidenced by her everyday. She's focused and gives attention to detail. She's caring and nurturing when the situation calls for it. She can adapt and make changes when the assembly decides that she needs to. And sometimes she can read the assembly and avoid having to make those changes. She is calm during chaos, even when she's facing people who are ticked off or just being cruel. She keeps her cool. This is a statement from staff. City staff have always known Kim as a manager, boss, and coworker who cares deeply about the success of each employee. She has always gone out of her way to add a personal touch to the workplace. By keeping and helping individual employees be successful and by promoting a strong workplace culture, she has helped make CBJ the successful organization that it is. And then this last one on my page 3, not 4, is, I think, kind of sums it up in some nice words. Except I should have increased the size of this. you want to? Yeah. What strikes us about Kim is her ability to lead in a variety of situations. She's always had a cool demeanor in an emergency, whether it be in response to a cruise ship in distress, flooding the Mendenhall River, or fire at the Gastineau Apartments. Kim is able to command. She has made caring for the city and borough of Juneau her personal responsibility, and she has provided us with a sense of security that we need when the unexpected happens. Alternatively, Kim knows when we need to have fun and enjoy our work together. Not every leader would have allowed the city and borough of Juneau to become the city and borough of Uno. She felt the need for us to lighten up, and when the opportunity arose, she jumped into action. The event created a lot of excitement, and many people enjoyed CBJ's ability to not take itself too seriously on April 1st. Kim has always been one to anticipate needs before they exist and to foresee potential consequences to actions before they're taken. We will truly miss her seriously fun and funnily serious style of management.
One of the things I was bemoaning as we were about to start is that we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 mayors, and the only one missing that is still with us is Fran Elmer.
Byron.
And Byron.
Okay.
You tried. All right. But Kate was kind enough to get a hold of Fran Elmer, and she's going to read you what she said.
Don't want me to sing. I do not have Fran's voice. But here, this is talk about a meeting getting out of control. So I just received the text from D.C. It says, Kim, you were incredible. I really appreciated your service. You always did your homework, offered balance, common sense, advice. Too bad there aren't dozens more just like you. !
Maybe we need to find out why she's up at 11 o'clock.
Probably working.
All right. It is customary on the departure of a city leader to offer a gift of thanks. We understand that after you graduate from city service, you are looking forward to expanding your photography skills. True?
True.
In recognition of that interest, and in keeping with your visionary, practical, and frugal management of the city, we present you with this camera. May it serve you well in the years to come. That's what it's there for.
Thank you.
You did get the part about being frugal. I eat cheap. That's not yours.
You can't have that.
What we really have for you is a lens to go with your new camera you have received from Pat. We felt a lens fitting as one of the things you have provided to the city, the ability to look closely at details, but still holding the big picture view. I'll say that again. I like that analogy. The ability to look closely at the details while still holding the big picture view. You have helped bring complex issues into view, helping us focus on practical solutions. Here's the real one.
In what color?
What color?
The lens? No.
The bag.
It's not a car.
Whoa.
Okay, we got a couple other things, but is there anything you would like to say?
Yeah.
I can get through this. So first off, thank you all for being here. You are why I've done this for 32 years. It's the people of this community that make it wonderful and give me the energy and strength to keep doing what I do day in and day out. To think back over 32 years, there's just a couple pieces that haven't been highlighted, and one of them is in that case right there, the Olympic torch relay. It was a wonderful event that brought the community together. I remember the morning that flame was supposed to come to town, and it had been snowing like a son of a gun, and they weren't sure the plane was coming in. And it's like, okay, what do you do after 6 months? And Mary, there were a number of people on the committee. What do you do when the flame doesn't come to town? Well, the plane actually landed. We got going. The skies opened up. When the flame got down, the torch got downtown, it was beautiful blue sky. There was a couple inches of fresh snow. And to watch that Tlingit canoe with a torch in the bow coming in downtown was a sight I will never ever forget. And it brought us together as a community to be able to be around this little tiny flame that passed from person to person, our friends and neighbors, and our friends and neighbors through the state. And it made a huge difference of bringing us together. And that's what I love about our community. Bruce talked about the Diamond Park, you know, plan, and when you've been here for 32 years, you get to plan it, you get to do it. And I've seen almost the whole thing. And I would say that there's not any 80 acres anywhere in this state and probably in the Pacific Northwest that has the facilities that Diamond Park has. It's an amazing, amazing park when you look at everything that's there. You've touched on a number of the other pieces. My Zach kids, I still see them around town. I still get hugs from them. I get introduced to their kids and their grandkids now. How old do I feel? Most recently, seeing the Housing First project go forward, and that's this assembly doing that. I went back to Minnesota, and I talked to people that had been on the street and were able to finally be able to lay their head on a pillow instead of on a curb or on a rock. I talked to a woman that had her neck sliced from ear to ear, that barely survived, that couldn't sleep at night because she was afraid what would happen to her. Because of the work this assembly has done and put money for forward, we will have a Housing First project in this community, along with a lot of volunteers that made that happen, so that people will be able to put their heads on her pillow every night when they go to sleep. That's big. That's what Juno is. That's what our community is and what we can do together. Yeah. I didn't do any of this by myself. It was many people in this room that helped make this happen. Why I'm here is because of the community and the community of CBJ. We're a family. We celebrate together. We cry together. We're there for each other. And that's a reason that I've stayed for all these years. Our employees are dedicated and committed and caring, doing the best to provide quality, cost-effective services for our community. They live with all of us right here. They want those services, and they provide them from the heart for everybody. I want to thank the Assembly for giving me this opportunity to lead this wonderful organization. And I couldn't have done it all these years without the support of my wife, Pat, and my sister, Kari, and her husband, Pat, and kids, and all of my friends. Thank you so much. It's been a blessing to serve this wonderful community for all these years. I look forward to serving the community in different ways in the future. As Pat has said, I'm not retiring. I'm graduating to something new and different. I don't know what that is yet. We'll find out. For years, I've said a blessing as I drive to work every day, and I say it many times during the day. And it goes like this. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May I listen and respond in a loving manner. May I do my part to make the world and CBJ a better place for this generation and future generations. May we all thank you for this amazing ride.
Someone else we'd like to recognize. Pat, can you come forward?
Be careful what you wish.
Now, did I say I wish you would come forward? The Assembly would like to thank you for your many years of putting up with Kim's work schedule. No one knows better the countless hours that Kim has spent throughout her career caring for the best interests of the community. The positions Kim has held over the last 20 years have required early mornings, late evenings, long assembly meetings, and weekends on a consistent basis. Pat, you have given Kim us during these times and no doubt have been a sounding board when things have been difficult. We know she could not have served the community so long and so well without you. Thank you. Okay, can I have the former mayors?
Yeah. We're going to take a picture.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a...
Now, are we doing this in order?
No.
No, and I'm not going to pick my seat either.
I don't want you to pick your seat.
All right.
right, do we have the present assembly member showing us? And the
And I see Mark is here. Do we have any other assembly members here? Mark, do you want to come up and join us? Any other former assembly members? On this side, look at all the you know what. A little bit of talking back here. All right. Thank you very much, Ken. Would you move to approve the minutes of February 8th, 2016?
Certainly. I would move that the minutes of February 8th, 2016 be approved.
Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, they're approved.
Yes. Mr. Mayor, I have a few minor corrections I can get with the clerk after the meeting.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Purcell. Will you move the February 9th, please?
Yes, I will. Thank you. I move that we approve the February 9th, 2016 Special Assembly Meeting Minutes.
Is there any additions or corrections?
Yep, corrections are
here. Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Ms. Gladyszewski.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, Ms. Kroll.
I was about to say, I think I get the pattern here.
Yeah. I was so cognizant of wanting to say Gladyszewski correctly that I went right there, but Ms. Kroll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the approval of the February 10th, 2016 Special Assembly Meeting Minutes.
Are there any additions or corrections? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Ms. Gladyszewski.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Congratulations. I move the meeting minutes of February 22nd.
Are there any additions or corrections?
I just have one I'll mention to the clerk later.
Okay.
Minor.
Okay. They are approved with minor corrections from Ms. Becker. Mr. Dan Kervis.
Yes, sir.
Would you move the minutes of February 29th?
Mr. Mayor, I would move those and the rest of them just for the purposes of expediency. And I would also like to point out that when I said my earlier corrections, they were on several of the meeting minutes, and I thought we were going to approve them all at one time. So I would move approval of the February 29th regular assembly meeting, March 7th, March 14th, March 21st, and April 4th. Regular and special assembly meetings.
Right. You do know the word of overachiever, don't you? Hey, are there additions or corrections?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
To the February 29th minute, in the category of small, but I think substantive, on the very top of page 3, the motion to adopt the consent agenda was with the exception of resolution 2744, which we dealt with later on. So I would ask that that change be made.
Madam Clerk, did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there any addition corrections to February 29th, March 7th, March 14th, March 21st, or April 4th minutes?
I do have one on page, I think this is, yeah, it is, page 16 of 18. The fifth full paragraph.
Which is that, a minute?
It's February 29th, page 16 of 18. The fifth paragraph down, the stress of Ms. Gladyszewski asked why the appointment of members and that discussion was closed. I'm sure there's a couple of words that might be missing there.
All right. without objection, the minutes are approved. Manager's request for agenda changes.
Yes, I'd like to add item C under staff report, and it's an update on accessory apartments.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This brings us to public participation on non-agenda items. There is a total of 20 minutes, and we will start with 2 minutes each. Madam Clerk, do we have anyone signed up to testify? Kirby Day, and please state your name and your residence for the record, please, and you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Kirby Day, 1302 Tarn Court. With the cruise ship season right around the corner, I thought it was good to come and give you a quick little update on tourism best management practices, which this year turns 20 years old. And Kim has been around for all of those years. And so we're moving forward in the 20th season. We're extremely proud and thankful for the city supporting us over those years and giving us the guidance many years ago to go down this road, because I think we've addressed quite a few issues that were of concern and found back in the 90s when we were living in interesting times. And so some of the things we've added the last few years have been involving retail businesses and downtown businesses in conjunction a little bit with JEDC and the Winter Windows Program, trying to get folks to put things in their windows during the wintertime so that downtown is a lot more attractive to walk up and down in the middle of the wintertime as well, and this is appropriate. We've added some guidelines on litter, including asking businesses to ask their employees to dispense with cigarette butts and cigarette materials, smoking materials, in a container rather than on the sidewalk. We've sent something special to all the cruise ship crews and asked them to not hang around in front of businesses where they can get Wi-Fi and smoke 10 feet from the door. We've asked them to do that. And we've asked businesses to provide receptacles outside of the businesses and around so that we can keep the sidewalks clean once they've been cleaned in the morning. The other thing we added 2 years ago and was brought up at the Downtown Improvement Group last week is we asked businesses to, as the sweeper goes by at 5:30 in the morning, which it should, and cleans the streets, when businesses open at 7 or 7:30 in the morning, we've asked them to sweep up the sidewalk, if it hasn't been done, and pick it up and put it in their own trash. So rather than businesses just coming and sweeping stuff back into the streets and the sweeper's gone by, sweep it up, pick it up, sweep it up and pick it up. That's a pretty good line probably. So, we think that'll make a difference, and we're already seeing some people do it and encouraging others to do it. So those are some of the things we're working on. TBMP is participating in the April 15th cleanup downtown, and it's been a great program. It's worked in a lot of ways. There's still things to work on, and there'll be new things to work on with the advent of two new docks. But we, again, appreciate the support of the city and all those who have worked with us very closely. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Day. Are there any questions from the yes?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a quick question. Is there still a hotline?
Yes, there is. There is still a hotline. It activates the first ship day. We take messages by phone and also encourage people to actually email, because that's a little bit more efficient for us. So, and then one of the guidelines is that if an operator, a concern about a particular operator is identified in the phone call or in the email, that we ask them to get back to that person if they've left a contact within 3 days.
So what's the telephone number and the email?
It is, the email is hotline@traveljuno.com, and the phone number is 586-6774.
Thank you.
That was a test. Mr. Know it after 20 years.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Day, thank you for the TVMP. It's worked, and based upon your testimony tonight, it sounds like it's still a living, breathing document that modifies to address things that have come up as recently as the last month. And I appreciate that, and I do believe it's been great for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's a lot of people participating, operators and businesses committed for the last 20 years to it, so I appreciate that. And before I leave, I want to just say my thanks to Kim. We've worked through many interesting times since I got here and since you were here. And I know somebody that would have liked to have been here tonight was the ex-mayor, Jamie Parsons. Mm. And so if I can on his behalf, you know, thank you. And it's been great to work with you, and we'll see you in town. Thank you.
Don't go away. Mr. Kill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Day, I echo what Mr. Nankervis said, that I think it's working really well. And when I read the report of the calls for the hotline and the emails, businesses that participate in the TBMP are almost never the subject, which is great. Is there anything we as a city can do to encourage those few businesses who are not participating to join in and reap some of these successes?
Well, I think over the last 2 years, there were literally just a half a handful of what I'd call medium to significant size companies in town that had the ability to create an impact, a negative impact, that have joined. And I think that's made a big difference. I think just the fact that you continue to support the program and that hopefully the program takes a lot of pressure off the city. I can remember, we all remember years ago when you had two assembly meetings a month, and that was probably because the line was about from here to the door every non-agenda item night to sit here and talk about things that weren't going right and that, you know, that tourism hadn't caught up with and the numbers had caught up, but we weren't operating in the most efficient, neighborhood-friendly manner. And so I think just the fact that you continue to see the benefits of it and continue to support it and talk about it, I think that has slowly began to get people that maybe didn't want to get into it to begin with some incentive to be involved. And one of the charges the Assembly gave us years ago was to get out there and promote the program and do more outreach and things like that. And so we've continued to work hard at that. So I think it's on a lot of different levels. The city has been supportive and helped in that regard, and hopefully it's going to continue to pay fruits. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Day.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to the consent agenda. Is there any public request for consent agenda changes? Seeing none, is there any assembly request for consent agenda changes? Seeing none, Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the consent agenda and ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? So moved and passed. Brings us to public hearings. Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 2015-20-AJD, an ordinance transferring $85,777 of unexpended FY15 marine passenger fees from the General and Road Service Area Funds to the Manager's Office for tug assists and to the Open Space Waterfront Land Acquisition Capital Improvement Project.
Madam Manager.
Yes, the title says most of it. These funds were unexpended in FY15, and they were from the downtown sidewalk cleaning, the seasonal BLS, EMS transportation program, and Franklin Dock Enterprises. Those funds will be transferred into, if you approve this, to the open space land acquisition for $55,777 and $30,000 into the manager's FY16 budget for tug assists. You will see on Wednesday night we will be dealing with the FY17 recommendations to the marine passenger funds. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak to this ordinance? Seeing none, Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of Ordinance 2015-20, AJ, Version B, and ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion carries. Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 2015-20, AK, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $70,500 as funding for the Juneau Convention and Visitors Bureau's JCVB upgraded Juneau travel website, funding provided by the hotel tax funds fund balance.
Madam Manager.
The Juneau Convention and Visitor Bureau needs $141,000 to supplement its budget for FY16. This amount provides for the cost to develop and implement an upgraded Juneau travel website. The City and Borough of Juneau agrees to provide one half of the funding, $70,500, from the hotel tax funds fund balance, and JCBB would provide its $70,500 funding from its own fund balance. The Assembly Finance Committee recommended approval of the supplemental request at its regular meeting on February 10, 2016. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Is there anyone from the public that would speak on this ordinance? Seeing none, Assembly action. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of Ordinance 2015-20 AK and ask unanimous consent.
Seeing no objection, the motion carried. Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 2016-05, an ordinance authorizing the port director to lease Lot 2, Alaska Tideland Survey 7, to Channel Construction Incorporated.
Madam Manager.
Channel Construction currently leases 2.117 acres from Dockson Harbor's Spurs Barge Landing. The lease expires on April 25, 2016. In accordance with the terms of its current lease, Channel Construction has a preference right, for a new 35-year lease, has indicated a desire to exercise this right. An appraisal was conducted and established 15 cents square foot as the market rate, and the proposed annual lease rate would be $13,828.95. The Dockson Harbor's regular board approved the lease at its January 28, 2016 meeting. The Assembly Lands Committee moved to approve and forward this lease to the full Assembly at its February 22, 2016 meeting. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Is there anyone from the audience or from the public that wish to speak on this? Seeing none, Assembly action. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of Ordinance 2016-05 and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the ordinance passed. Unfinished business.
The regulations for the Dockson Harbor Small Boat Harbor fees and charges.
Is that under unfinished business?
Oh, sorry. That was new business.
Are you trying to confuse me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just checking in.
All right. Is there any unfinished business?
There's not. Thank you.
All right. New business. Madam Clerk.
What I said before. Regulations for Dockson Harbor, Small Boat Harbor, fees and charges.
Madam Manager.
The Dockson Harbor's Board approved the proposed regulation changes at its regular meeting on March 31st, 2016. The proposed changes were initiated through a harbor fee review committee process, which analyzed all fees associated with the harbor enterprise. The proposed changes were also publicly noticed at the Dockson Harbor Standing Committees and publicly noticed during a 21-day newspaper advertisement. These regulations would reduce the special annual moorage fee for skiffs from $600 to $300 and would remove a yearly consumer price index adjustment. This regulation change would also codify a dollar hourly rate for parking lot fees, which was inadvertently removed when the regulations were amended in August 2015. Dockson Harbor has received no comments from the public.
The Assembly may approve the regulations, decline to consider the regulations, in which case the regulations that deemed approved or disapproved the regulations. If the Assembly disapproves the regulations, the Assembly may state its reason for disapproving, but it may not specify explicitly conditions for subsequent approval or direct the requesting department to adopt any particular amendments to the regulation. Ultimately, the Assembly may direct that an ordinance or resolution in lieu of the regulations be prepared for consideration. I recommend orders of the day.
Okay. And that just means that
they're accepted as presented.
Correct. Do we need a motion to that effect, or can we just... We do need a motion to that effect? All right. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move orders of the day.
Any comments? Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did have a question. I don't disapprove of this stuff, but my question would be, do we have a functioning meter at Stater Harbor? That we just did, I don't see Mr. Oh, there he is. He is sitting out there. Mr. Uketil is out there. Okay. We do have, all right, I was concerned that maybe the one we had didn't work anymore. So it's good that we do, as long as you're nodding your head yes that we have one. That was all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Any objection? Seeing none, orders of the day passed. Staff reports.
In your packet, there is a memo on upcoming deadlines for the October election. If you have any questions about it, don't hesitate to ask me. Also, there's a list. It's the newspaper ad that was in the Juneau Empire, acknowledging all the people that helped us with this past election. And there was quite a few, so I just wanted you to see your friends and neighbors that were out there helping us run the election. You did a great job.
Thank you for your job, too, Laurie.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. C. Mila.
Thank you. I just wanted to give a brief update, if I may. At the March 21st Assembly meeting, we had a member of the public come in and provide some information to the Assembly, Ms. Hatch, about accessory apartment grant application that she had applied for and was unable to receive because of the timing. I wanted to just close the loop with the Assembly, let them know we looked into the matter, we investigated sort of the chronology, the timing of the permits, et cetera, and as well as the guidelines that were established by the Affordable Housing Committee and promulgated on December 21st, 2015, and determined there really isn't any way to go backwards on this. 29 other individuals filed for a building permit for accessory apartments during that period of time, and we could find nothing unique about this particular situation that would cause us to look backwards instead of forward. The applicants have been notified officially from the Community Development Department, and other than that, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them for you. We just wanted to let you know we investigated and closed the loop.
Ms. Troll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just would like to let the staff know I appreciated their efforts to try and find if there was a surgical way to address this particular applicant without opening the floodgates. And I'm satisfied that there isn't, and I appreciate them looking into it on our behalf.
That brings us to Assembly reports. And the reports are going to be short tonight because we still have a few things to do here. Mayor's report, meeting with Governor Walker, Lieutenant Governor Malott, President of the Alaska Senate, Speaker of the Alaska House, several state senators and reps, including our delegation, as well as attending the Public Works quarterly gathering. That is my report. So hopefully the other ones will be quick, too. Committee report, starting with Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the last Committee of the Whole meeting, we took up discussion of Ordinance 2015-38, which is the regulations and local license for marijuana business establishments. We had a pretty thorough discussion and heard a lot of proposed amendments. The two most substantive changes that the Committee of the Whole made were, one, to make marijuana businesses in the D1 zone outside the urban service boundary accessory to a residence. So an owner or manager must live on site. And the other was to increase the side setbacks as a minimum. And those are not the only changes, but those are the largest. That ordinance will be up for public hearing at the full assembly meeting at the top of May.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Ms. Becker.
No report. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Finance met on April 6th. We got the budget presentation by the manager and staff. It included CIP, executive summaries, fund balance and fund balance usage, mill rates. We also heard from the school district and their budget. We had an MPF recommendation, marine passenger fee recommendation, which you will see coming again soon to a theater near you. We acted on TUG money. We heard about property assessments, and the next meeting date is this Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. here in Chambers. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Nankervis. Ms. Gladysh-Shesky.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The April 4th PWFC meeting was canceled, so that's it for that. And the next one is April 25th at noon.
Thank you. Ms. Troll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On April 4th, the Lands and Resources Committee met. We received an update on the construction improvements in the Venager subdivision and learned about the outreach effort regarding the Venager subdivision. I was pleased to learn that over 150 letters had gone out to general and service contractors, and they are due back April 15th. And I'm hoping that the whole question about how to act on the proposals for the Venager subdivision will come to a committee of the whole meeting in the near future. And let's see, we also got an update on the CBJ lien land sale. Those bids are currently open, and while they didn't get much interest yet, they expect that as the closing date approaches, there will be interest. And we also got a presentation on how to use the GIS, Lance GIS viewer, which is, I've not tested it yet, but I'm told it's very user-friendly, and I'll let you know.
Thank you, Ms. Stroll. Ms. Purcell?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Juneau Local Emergency Planning Committee is planning free community response team courses for April and May. The next meeting is April 13th. At Bartlett at noon, and then I also have an Eagle Crest board report. Our last meeting was April 7th, and the manager gave his report. Manager noted about a $100,000 shortfall, which he wanted a heads up that he's going to be coming to the assembly and asking for some help. Probably not for all of that, though. They understand working a lean budget, and Eagle Crest board all concurred that they're running a lean ship there, doing the best that they can, budgeting about 75% cost recovery. The next meeting is May 5th, 5:30 at City Hall 224.
Thank you. Mr. Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Human Resources Committee met prior to the assembly tonight. The first action was on the Juneau Human Rights Commission. They've been struggling to maintain a membership. We met with one current member and two past members to discuss some of the issues around their efforts to recruit more discussions about anything that we as an assembly might do, changes to their resolution, anything that we might help. I don't think any conclusions were met, but we talked about hooking up with and connecting with bridge builders, working with the high school and the university a little bit more, which they had done in the past. There was also some issues in the past. They'd had funding, which made them pulling together events a little bit easier, and they don't have that anymore. But we had a good discussion. I think maybe more will come forward, but not at this point recommending any changes. In addition, we did have they currently have two vacancies, and we had one applicant tonight. And so the Human Resources Committee would make a motion that the Assembly appoint Kyle Schmitz to the Juno Human Rights Commission for a term expiring 5/31/18.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the nomination is approved.
Okay. We also had an annual report on the Personnel Board. We had two vacancies on the Personnel Board, and the Human Resources Committee is motion is to reappoint Nancy Such and a new appointment of Kenneth Sutherland, both to terms expiring 1/31/19.
Okay, there are two nominations on the floor. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the nominations are approved.
Okay. We also had a discussion with the Juno Commission on Sustainability. They had come to us with a recommendation that we remove the Planning Commission liaison and the Assembly liaison from the voting rolls. And what we ended up doing was decreasing their membership from 9 to 7, and they wanted to go back to 9. And they had sent us a letter, and tonight our motion is that from the Human Resources Committee that we instruct staff to draft a resolution amending Section 2 to change their memberships from 7 to 9.
Is there a discussion? Mr. Nunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I think 7's plenty. Personally, I think we'll still have the other two people there. They just won't be the voting members, but that was the intent when we made the correction, and I'm not sure that they're going to have a lot of success filling 9 seats on a regular basis either, based on my experience within that committee. Thank you.
Further discussion? Ms. Stroh?
Yeah, serving as the liaison to that commission, for the most part, I think they've been very good at soliciting public members and participation. And the reason for removing the Planning Commission, the Assembly liaison, as voting members is because the Assembly person often was in Finance Committee and couldn't make it. And so we were affecting their ability to make a quorum. And I think it's incumbent upon us to respect their desire to have as much public input into their process as possible. And if we find out they can't fulfill 9 seats later, then we can easily go back to 7. But I feel at this time we need to support our various committees, and I would like to do so right now.
Ms. Gladish.
I'll just say one brief thing. When this has been a confusing membership on this committee from the beginning. It was written for 7 plus 2 for Assembly member and a Planning Commissioner. It got confused, and then they thought they were supposed to appoint 9, and so then they made 9, and it's been confusing from the beginning. I think I agree with Mr. Nankervis that 7 is enough. However, they would like to have 9. 9's been working for them, so I would support their desire. They have 9 people that want to serve, so it's okay with me, even though I don't think they need 9 exactly.
Okay. Further discussion? Seeing none, is there objection? Objection is noted. Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Ms. Gladyshevsky?
Yes.
Mr. Keel?
Yes.
Mr. Nankervis?
No.
Ms. Troll?
Yes.
Ms. White?
Yes.
Ms. Becker?
Yes.
Ms. Bristow?
Yes.
Mayor Kelch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We also had a draft resolution that we would like to have it introduced from the Fisheries Development Committee, another committee that been having some troubles finding quorums, and so they are requesting that their membership be reduced from 7 to 5. We looked at it's very confusing. We have some that can't find members, and others have more than enough. And so there was a resolution in our packet, and so our motion is to forward resolution 2751 when ready to go on the agenda for approval by the Assembly. So,
okay.
I don't know if that needs a formal from the...
That doesn't need a motion?
I don't think so. I think it just... we'll pass it on, and whenever it gets ready, it'll come before us. And then we also had a discussion on Ordinance 2016-06, which was introduced at the last assembly meeting and then referred to the HRC. And it's an ordinance related to Title 40, which is the ordinance governing the hospital board. We had five or six members of the hospital board here tonight. We had a discussion about the ordinance before us. We also had a memo from the law department that described what the changes were. And the motion from the Human Resources Committee is that to move Ordinance 2016-06 to the assembly whenever the attorney determines it's ready to be heard for public hearing.
All right. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Motion carried.
That was the Human Resources Committee. Our next meeting is May 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Ms. White.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any committee reports?
Sure, thank you. Let's see. Juneau Convention and Visitors Bureau will be having a special board meeting this Thursday for the express purpose of approving their budget. Most of their members are gearing up for what looks to be a very busy season. The Aquatics Board will be meeting, their next meeting is Wednesday, April 27th at 5 o'clock in Assembly Chambers. And Planning Commission is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. White. All right, let's go in reverse order with liaison reports. You did a great job on committee reports and keeping them brief. Ms. White, liaison reports.
Nothing to report.
That is as brief as you can get. Mr. Jones?
Thank you. I may not be as brief. Juneau Economic Development Council met on the 6th. The mayor and Ms. Troll were there. A lot of discussion around sort of their strategy for their budget submission to us. I think their hearing is toward the end of April, first part of May. Talked a little bit about the their approach to the funding we gave them this year for their part in implementing the Juneau Economic Development Plan, or Juneau Economic Plan. Basically had a lot of discussion about that between myself and Ms. Troll and the mayor, trying to express to them what we thought and trying to answer their questions. I think more of that will come forward after they get through with their board's discussion when it comes before the Finance Committee. The Downtown Business Association, I wasn't at the last meeting. Their next meeting is on Tuesday, the 26th of April. They used to meet on Thursdays early in the morning. Now they're going to be meeting Tuesdays, the fourth Tuesdays at noon, trying to get a little bit better turnout. So they polled all of their membership to figure out who the most people could meet at the most time. The Juneau Commission on Aging is meeting this Thursday, and the Airport Board is meeting tomorrow night. I did have a chance to meet with the board chair and with the manager out there to sort of try to eliminate some of my ignorance about the operations at the airport. It's been about an hour and a half. I think the big topic of discussion, which was in the paper today, was Delta's change in operations and what that basically means for both the airport and for the community. And that's my liaison reports.
Thank you. Ms. Purcell?
Well, I believe I gave my liaison reports. I apologize.
Not a problem.
During committee.
You got it done.
Yep.
Ms. Kroll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On Tuesday, April 5th, the Affordable Housing Commission met, spent most of the time getting feedback from the Housing Action Plan. They had a workshop downtown as well as one in the valley. The main input, even though the attendance in these workshops was light, they did get some important feedback, and interesting enough that one of the feedback that came from the meeting in downtown is people are looking at the success that has happened of the accessory apartment grant program and wanting the Affordable Housing Commission to consider doing something similar, but for building apartments downtown over the shops and everything. So they're going to try and incorporate that idea into the Housing Action Plan. In the Valley, most of the discussion was on, you know, providing small lots or lots of different sizes for first-time homeowners. In trying to encourage a little bit more involvement, the Affordable Housing Commission is looking at trying to do a special barbecue at Don Abel's to bring the contractors in, because that's a voice that they feel they really need to hear. And public comments are due in on the plan on May 2nd. The Affordable Housing Commission also opted to have a strategic meeting session so that as the Affordable Action Plan comes to us, you'll see there's lots of information, there's lots of varied recommendations. I've been pressing them to please be focused. Where do they see the most urgent need? What needs to be done first? What needs to be done second? That's what we, the Assembly, would like to hear from. And so they're going to have a strategy session to try and sort that out. And that concludes. Oh, one other point to make is that I was also able to observe the difference of having Mr. Scott Cambor, our housing officer, was there. And, you know, as questions and ideas were coming up, it was great to turn to somebody who was already on top of it, already was having some answers and saying, well, yeah, I'll, you know, try to get, there's no reason why some of these funds that go statewide, why we in Juneau can't try to get some of these housing funds to our program. And so I just want to pass on, even though he's only been around for a short time, it was very visible to me that he's going to make a big difference.
Thank you. Ms. Wladyszewski.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The hospital board met on March 22nd. They meet on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 5:15 at the hospital. There was a couple of new positions coming to town. One OBGYN, Dr. Nick Newberry, will be here by late July, and also a new pediatrician will be joining Glacier Pediatrics also in the middle of the summer there. They're interviewing candidates for their new quality patient safety director. Heard reports they don't think they'll see any major net impacts from Medicaid reform for FY17. And they spent a lot of time talking about the relationship between the CBJ law department and their legal needs. And so the CEO will be meeting with Ms. Mee to improve the functionality of that relationship and the cost efficiency of all of that. The Parks and Rec Advisory Committee met on April 5th. They meet on the first Tuesday of the month. They got reports from the CBJ Engineering Department about some CIP projects at Cope Park and Melvin Park and the Seawalk. They talked some about the Douglas Cemeteries, and the director will be meeting with the Douglas Advisory Board on that soon. Chris Myrtle was reelected as chair. And they also have news on their comprehensive plan update. They hired a long-term temp, so that person will begin to shepherd their new comprehensive plan. There hasn't been one done in maybe since Ms. Kiefer. No, I don't know.
It was an update.
Yeah, long time. So they're going to start working on that in earnest. So that's my report.
Thank you very much. Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dr. Harbers met March 31st here in Chambers. Excuse me. They discussed the annual mortgage fee for the SCIFs, which we just saw on our agenda. They discussed passenger for hire payments. They also waived the CPI increase for fiscal 2017, and they're entering into lease discussions with Andrews Marina, most folks know as Fisherman's Bend, for a new lease, and their next meeting is Thursday, April 28th, 5 p.m. here in the chambers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nankervis. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I haven't been, there hasn't been a chamber board meeting recently, but they are having their meetings every Thursday at noon at the hangar. The last one was an excellent presentation on marijuana, and there were a number of people from the Assembly and Ms. Kiefer at it. The LASA committee meets next Wednesday, a week from, not this coming Wednesday, but a week away.
Okay, that just saved me from a meeting. Thank you. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The school board had a special meeting last night on their budget. They are all but done, assuming the legislature throws no curveballs in its final, maybe final week. And the school board meets again tomorrow, Thunder Mountain High School, so I'll be joining them there. The UAS Campus Council met last week, April 4th, and heard about a number of good initiatives. UAS is actually using their some of the frequent flyer miles that are earned by the institution when staff travels to events or conferences on the university's nickel to bring up and recruit students, or rather to bring students whom they are recruiting to the campus, which is a powerful tool, and they're seeing a lot of success with that at no increased cost to the university. Heard also about the developments at the Egan Library on campus and many of the things they do. Rather than run through a long list, I will point out two. One is that the Egan Library out at the university has a testing center where they can do proctored testing not just for university courses but all manner of other institutions that require proctored tests, national exams, board certification exams, and that service is available to institutions and organizations within the community. It's also worth knowing that the area of that library where the old microfiche readers and typewriters were located, which don't get any use anymore, as it turns out, will be the Cyril George Alaska Native Knowledge Center within the Egan Library. And so that's a very positive development on campus. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Presiding officer reports, none. Is that correct? Okay, does anybody have any assembly comments? Questions? Mr. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure how we will work out what we want to do at JEDC, but regardless of that, in the future, would think that I'd like to get some regular reports on our economic development plan. You know, under staff reports, oftentimes there's nothing that comes up, and I just think if we have a placeholder, then it becomes more prominent in our minds. And there are things that are happening on that, not just by us, but, you know, by other entities, and just to get some regular reports on how we're implementing it and putting a placeholder in our comments, I think would be good so we ensure that it doesn't sit on the shelf.
Okay. Skeever.
Before I leave, I plan on providing the assembly with a memo on all the different organizations that I've been working with and what they're doing on the economic development plan. And I was going to talk to the chair of the COW to see if I could squeeze it into that meeting at the end of the month.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other assembly comments, questions? Mr. Dan Curvis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have several, all three. Thanks. First off, thank you, Mary Becker, for serving in the role of mayor, because I am pretty positive neither you nor anybody else on this body expected to have what happened happen and step into that role for such a long time. And I, for one, appreciate that.
Thank you.
I know it wasn't what you were expecting. It wasn't what I was expecting. And I'm pleased that you were willing to step up and fill that role. I had faith in you just as I've had faith in Mr. Keel to fill that role as well. What I would like to say is that I found it rather unfortunate. I think it was unnecessary, and I think our decision to thank you by not allowing you to be deputy mayor when you came back from that office, again, to be unfortunate. I think our action by a majority vote was crass. I hope to never be party to that again during my tenure on this assembly. And I hope this is the last time I ever have to talk about this. Again, thank you. I have faith in you, and I have faith in Mr. Keel. Secondly, litter free. It's great. They're out there picking up things. It's looking great. We didn't have very much snow this year, so it was evident we had stuff that piles up intentionally and accidentally through the course of the winter, and I've seen them out in droves, and it's looking great already, the things are doing. And lastly, Madam Manager, thank you. We had a lot of people talk, and the Assembly was fairly quiet about that in the interest of time for Mr. Mayor. But his wife is here tonight, and she knows where he is, so he's late because of me. Thank you. As somebody who did what I thought was quite a bit of time, it pales in comparison to the amount of time you devoted to this city, by quite a bit. That shows your dedication and your caring for this community, and we should all be so lucky to have that many people in this town. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Purcell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to say thank you again to Kim. I was at a loss for words earlier, but I think what I wanted to say was you just set such a fine example for all of us. I think a lot of people can learn from what you've done over the years. Big thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just probably you've been watching what's happening at the legislature, and you know that the Sweetheart Lake project definitely has momentum. It has legs, may receive funding. And I've testified twice, and I testify again tomorrow, just making sure the energy committees and the Senate Finance Committee is tomorrow knows that we have written a letter of strong support for the project. So it's just to more or less tell them where Juneau stands with the project. Don't know how much weight it has, but it's at least putting our opinion out there for the committees. Thank you.
Mr. Keel and then Ms. Troll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I wanted to flag, I wanted to thank the folks at Airlift Northwest for the open house they held for the community this past weekend. It is a great nonprofit and has done a lot, save a lot of lives. It's a remarkable facility, and I appreciate their investment in our community and their opening it up to the community to show it off. They didn't stop there. They're in the life-saving business. They were teaching CPR at their open house, which was pretty cool. I also want to thank the members of the Alaska Committee and the folks on city staff who have been working hard on contingency plans in case the legislature runs into overtime. Our venerable capital has some work coming up and will be difficult to use, and I can tell everyone on the Assembly that they, folks on the Alaska Committee, folks in the manager's office, the manager herself, are working hard to make sure that, as always, Juneau is prepared to host the legislature for as much legislative session as they and or the governor care to have. and then finally, let me join in the thanks. When I saw the array of mayors who made it here this evening, every single one of them, from the longest tenure to the shortest tenure, has done a tremendous amount for our community, and I thank each and every one of them for their service. There is not a bad egg among them, and every one of them has served admirably, and I certainly appreciate them all, which leads me into joining in the thanks to Ms. Kiefer for her service. I wasn't on the Assembly very long before Mr. Swope decided to hang it up for good, and I can tell you that a lot of my colleagues were ready to hire Ms. Kiefer on the spot, and I was among those who were nervous and didn't know her well, and we held an extensive process, and they were absolutely right. We could have hired her right on the spot. I will just maybe go out, not by telling a joke, but by referencing a joke. I got contacted by someone who knew someone who was interested in someone in the Mattel Corporation in an April Fool's something. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't want to be part of the loop.
But I knew that if we gave it to Kim, Juno would participate if we participated, if she made that call, in a joke with the community, never on the community. And being able to have that kind of faith in someone's judgment is a remarkable thing. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Ms. Troll and then Ms. White.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for allowing me to have a second shot here, as I, too, would like to get on the thanks bandwagon. As I expressed in earlier meetings, I want to repeat our my appreciation, and I think many of us on the Assembly really appreciated the role that Mayor Becker stepped into under those difficult circumstances, and really thank her for her service, and thank you for making those comments tonight on our behalf. You've done a great job representing us. Kim, she's wearing her sunny yellow jacket, which I think speaks well of how she has oftentimes been able to deliver us bad news. You know, coming on the Assembly and dealing with the $7 million budget gap, which grew to $15 million at one time, and those were difficult times, but you kept a positive outlook. You found a way to help us find some efficiencies and cuts, and just appreciated your guidance during that time. And like I said, you always had this sort of sunny demeanor about you, and that's really important as we grapple with difficult decisions, and you'll be missed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. White?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess, Kim, enjoy your retirement. Sleep in tomorrow on your first day off and tell me how long it takes so you don't worry about working in your garden and then trying to come to work with clean hands. Anyway, just keeping it short and simple.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple of thanks. One to all the volunteers and people who put on the Alaska Folk Festival. That costs $60,000 to put on. They've not asked the city for money. It's all volunteers and memberships. So appreciate that big, long, free seven nights of music. And then just add my thanks to Kim, you know, especially on behalf of the probably 31,000 people who don't know what you do and how long you work and how long you have worked, and you know, and always doing it for your friends and neighbors, really. And I think people don't really realize all the work you've done for so many years, and you deserve never to come to an Assembly meeting again. and I hope if you do come, it's for something fun. So thanks very much.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on down the agenda. Continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Is there anyone that wants to address the Assembly on non-agenda items? Seeing none, Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Assembly recess into executive session to discuss a matter the immediate knowledge of which could be harmful to the finances of the City and Borough of Juneau, specifically contract negotiations.
Okay. Let's take a short 5-minute break.
Yeah, let's take care.